The house will now have before it House Bill 214. Good lady from nine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my thing on here. I'm sorry, I was not paying attention. I ask for unanimous consent that we dispense with further reading of House Bill 214.
Unanimous consent has been requested. Is there objection? Hearing none, the good lady has the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill has had a lot of misconceptions attached to it. You've probably received some press and maybe some emails about it. What this bill is intended to do is to provide a tool for grieving mothers. It is not intended to have anything to do with abortion. What this bill will do is provide a certificate of early fetal death if the mother requests it from Vital Statistics. So the bill on page 5 is actually where the bill begins. The first 4 pages of this bill are the Public Records Act. This will exempt this certificate from the Public Records Act. This is a very private thing between a mother and her family or a mother and herself. In order to provide the mom an extra tool for grieving, she can apply to Vital Statistics and ask that she receive this certificate, which confirms that she did have a child that she lost. Right now, there is a certificate available if she loses a baby after 20 weeks, 20 weeks or above. Now, there's nothing magical about 20 weeks. A baby is not viable at 20 weeks. So if a mom loses a child at 19 weeks or before that, she can apply to Vital Statistics. This bill also will allow Vital Statistics to place this certificate on any kind of paper they want. We heard a concern that there is some kind of special paper that Vital Statistics uses. It's not necessary they use that paper. They can print out just a simple page. Also, the bill does not require Vital Statistics to confirm the accuracy. I cannot imagine in anyone's mind why they would falsify data to ask for this form. That is beyond my imagination, but there is a provision in Idaho Code that if you falsify information to Vital Statistics, it is a felony, and there's a severe fine for that. So I will ask if you would please look into your hearts and provide this opportunity for grieving moms to have this for themselves. Thank you.
Is there further debate? Good lady from 16.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak in opposition to the bill.
Lady has the floor.
Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House, a certificate is a legal document certified by the state registrar. Information in a marriage certificate must be verified by both the county recorder and the person conducting the marriage. Births and deaths are now verified before issuing a certificate. The state has a duty to ensure that certificates issued under the Vital Statistics Act are records of actual verifiable events. However, this would not apply to the certificate created by HB 214. This would create a record that does not have all of the normal safeguards. This legislation provides for an application form, but does not identify who must provide the information or even that the information be from a person having actual knowledge. There is no requirement for verification of the information in the application. Anyone could ask for one of these certificates, even if the event did not take place or took place 10, 20, or 30 years ago. There are no protections in the bill to prevent these certificates from misleading someone to believe that the event has been verified by the state. The bill removes any grounds for the Bureau of Vital Statistics to inquire into the accuracy of the application or certificate. There is no legal purpose or statistical value in issuing these certificates. Although the information contained would not be verifiably accurate, they could still be subject to court or administrative subpoena. No other state has a law with the same language as HB 214. For these reasons, I ask you to vote no. Thank you.
Is there further debate? Good gentleman from 15.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just simply arrived to explain my no vote on this bill, which is a difficult vote to make because I did vote against this in the committee. It was a very close vote. It was 8-9 to send it out of the committee. But if you look at the last page of the bill, on line 9, early fetal death means a spontaneous fetal death or induced abortion. In my own good conscience, I find it incongruous for someone who has made a choice to induce an abortion to then come to the state and ask for a certificate of death. I cannot vote for a bill that that asks the state to legitimize that action. I understand the remorse that may accompany that choice. But I don't think it's for the state to resolve or take upon it the duty to resolve that burden. There's only one that's greater than all of us who can accomplish that, and for that reason I'm going to vote against the bill.
Is there further debate? Hearing none, would the good lady from 9 care to close?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. First, I'll reply to the good gentleman from 15. The reason that induced abortion is added into this bill is to provide for those mothers who, any time in their life, come to the understanding that they aborted a baby. I have a very good friend that I grew up with, and to this day, she actually had an abortion when she was 15. To this day, she still regrets that deeply, and she still grieves for that child. And this piece of paper from the state would help her, I believe, and through talking to her, she thinks it would help her to put closure on that issue. I believe we should not deny that to any mom, however she lost her baby. And I am very much a pro-life person. As for the other issues, this is completely voluntary. If a mom chooses to think that she needs this piece of paper for her own grieving process, I don't know that we should be the ones to stand in her way for her closure. It is not a public record. It is much different than any other kind of vital statistic record, a death certificate, a birth certificate, or a marriage certificate. And that is specifically why we put in there that the Bureau of Vital Statistics do not need to verify this. There are 7 other states with similar bills. Of course, not the exact language, but similar bills. This cannot be used to collect insurance, for medical leave, for any other purpose like this. This is a completely different type of vital statistic record that we have. It cannot be used for any kind of stats. So I would just ask that each of you look into your heart and provide for grieving mothers this documentation that they seek. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You've heard the debate. The debate is closed. The question is, shall House Bill 214 pass the House? The clerk will unlock the machine and the members record their votes. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? The clerk will lock the machine and record the roll. 31 ayes, 32 nays, 7 absent and excused. Majority having not voted for House Bill 214. House 214 has not passed the House and will be filed with the chief clerk.